From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies on patrol in the area of Myrtle and Harrison Avenues in the county's jurisdiction of Eureka witnessing a traffic crash between a black Hyundai sedan and a white Ford Focus at the intersection. Deputies observed the Focus stop at a red light. The sedan then rear-ended the Focus, causing it to collide with a dark-colored Toyota Tacoma. Deputies responded to provide help. While on scene, they learned that the collision was the result of a road rage incident. Driver of the sedan, later identified as 23-year-old Desiree Fernandez, telling deputies she felt the driver of the Focus was driving too slowly. After making attempts to gain the driver's attention and get him to pull over, Fernandez said she intentionally rammed her vehicle into the back of the Focus. No one was injured during that accident. Yesterday morning, Nathan LeCount arrested by Eureka Police at the Clarion Motel in Eureka. LeCount was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on the no bail felony warrants for his arrest. HSU launching a new website, campusready.humboldt.edu. It has detailed information about the preparations for the coming fall semester. The clearinghouse of information organized so that students and faculty and staff can find the answers they're looking for regarding instruction, residence life, operations, health and safety, and student support. It also provides the most recent announcements as well as information about the planning structure. Meantime, Humboldt County's total COVID-19 case count stands at 178 after three additional cases of coronavirus were reported on Thursday. The COVID Economic Resilience Consortium, a group of about 25 economic and workforce development groups, is distributing a postcard to every business license holder in Humboldt County, informing them of the requirements to operate in the county during the crisis. The postcard includes a reminder that all businesses serving the public have to follow state and local orders, including public health recommendations. The postcard also includes information on how to get a business certified. Nearly 5,000 postcards were mailed, and the CERC is working on other public information campaigns, too. Also, the 38th annual Arcata Lantern Floating Ceremony offering alternative ways for the community to get together for a collective moment of remembrance and reflection. A video compilation of community submissions will be released on Saturday, August 8th. If you want to find out how to get involved with that, visit Arcata Lantern Floating Ceremony, all one word, .org. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.